Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. This podcast of today's revelation concerns a topic that ought to be of interest to all consumers. Price. How much exactly should you expect to pay for your next pair of skis? While the vast majority of the Alpine adult ski market runs from $399 to $1,200, the actual price spread in any given category is far less, as I shall soon illuminate. While this podcast is brief, its message is both pithy and important. Just give me 5 minutes of your time, and I'll explain the ins and outs of the U.S. ski price matrix. By most measures, the ski buyer today faces a mind-numbing number of choices. There are skis made for every conceivable snow sliding endeavor, and product quality, for the most part, has never been better. But in one very important aspect, the ski market shows very little diversity. Pricing. Within any given Alpine genre, almost all models will coalesce around a narrow price range. Skiers undeniably enjoy more choices than ever, but price differences are so negligible they ought not to play a part in any serious buying decision. Before I get into the specifics that will prove my point, allow me to lay down a handful of ground rules for this discussion. The smallest pricing increment in the ski market is $50. This rule holds true for both price increases within a given product line and within an entire category, i.e. across product lines. Most suggested retail prices end up in 99 cents or 95 cents. Enough with the pennies. For our purposes, I've rounded up. So $799.99 is referred to here as $800. There are two relatively small brands that ignore most pricing conventions, planting their respective flags at price points well above the norm. The market conditions described below don't apply to either Stokely or Kestley. Let's break it down by category. If we delve into the details by genre, we find each model category is concentrated around a $50 range. Here's how it looks in each of the seven Alpine ski genres. Starting with powder. The widest skis have the narrowest price range, from $800 to $900, with the lowest price in the genre an outlier at $750. In the big mountain genre, the price range for big mountain models is roughly the same, but the choice of models is greater, and the lowest price rings in at $650, and the average price for the category is slightly lower than it is for powder, but not by much. In the all mountain west genre, the average price range drops to $700 to $750, but $800 isn't uncommon. The lowest price is $599, which happens to be a rare cost-value gem, as most skis at $599 ski like they're worth $599. The all-mountain east genre is one of the most important in the marketplace, and here the price range downshifts by $50 to $100 compared to the all-mountain west clan. All Mountain East is a crossroads category, blending on-trail and off-trail jeans in the same genre. $700 is the most common price for models with an off-trail pedigree. The few skis with higher price tags are system skis with bindings included, and therefore that bumps the price up by $200 to $300. In the frontside genre, the relatively high average price of around $950 is due to bindings being part of the package. In the technical category, you'll find it's dominated by richly constructed carvers with $950 to roughly $1,000 manufacturer-suggested retail prices. This once dominant genre is now largely sidelined in the U.S. market. And finally, non-FIS race. Racing is a world unto itself. It really has no crossroads or intersection with the recreational market. You would expect to pay in this genre $1,100 to $1,200 with the bindings included in the package. Not all models adhere to these guidelines, particularly in the frontside category, which is where most skis at $600 or less are sold. The handful that deviate from the norm within their respective genres do so because any lower than average price ski in this genre is probably made for a different skier, usually a less skilled or younger participant. Another reason why you might see some deviation within a price group is that some product families use the same price for all models, but most model collections are hierarchical, with retail pricing going downhill by $50 to $100 increments. This difference in strategy can produce pricing anomalies within any given genre. Finally, most non-fist race technical and front-side models come with their own binding, which bumps the price up by $200 to $300. And finally, Stokely and Kessley choose to price their models well above the standard level, so you won't find them ever falling in amongst the average prices within a given genre. What's the point of today's pithy little revelation? When you've winnowed your choices for a new ski down to two models, chances are the price difference, if any, will be $50 or $100. That's not much of a difference for a ski binding package that will run over $1,000, particularly when you factor in how long the modern ski lasts. More often than not, spending the extra coin is worth the investment. If you can't stomach dropping a grand on a pair of skis, the used market offers an ocean of options. Fall is the ski swap season, so keep an eye out for when and where swaps are being held in your area. If you opt to buy used, allocate an extra $100 to get the bases and edges retuned, and you'll get the most benefit from your modest investment. While we're on the subject of shopping strategies, be aware that the boot market also follows a similar logic, with pricing at any given flex index fairly even from brand to brand. Everybody's flex index moves up by 10-point increments, and you should expect to pay $100 for every step up on the flex index ladder. I cannot stress enough that your boot purchase is not the place to economize. Avoid the least expensive boots in anyone's product line. They aren't made from the same stuff, and they're not going to work as well, period, as a boot with a higher flex index. An extra $100 spent now is a small investment in your future happiness. This has been Jackson Hogan for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening.